The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. We're joined again today by Ty French.
Woo-hoo!
Welcome, welcome.
I'm back. You can't get rid of me.
My new co-host for a sec.
There had to be another brunette in the room.
That's right. You know, I've decided the brunette thing is not happening for me.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Whoever said that she should do it wants to see her fail. Mm-hmm. Because if you can pull off red hair, do it.
I have a theory that I think a lot more people can pull off red hair than they think.
I want to do it so bad, but I've been going to the same hair guy for a while, not to jump into that, but, and he was like, red is so hard. Like, the formula has to be just right. And he's like, I don't do red, but there's a girl at our salon that does red. And, you know, trying a new hair person is always iffy. So I was like, I'm already trying a new color and new gal. So I just never did it.
But. Yeah, it is a lot. And once you find the formula that works for you and the person, it's like terrifying to think of, specifically with red.
Yeah.
It is terrifying to think about anyone else touching your hair. And yeah.
Do you have the bleachers at all to do it red or no?
No.
That's good. Because he told me that was another reason why I didn't do it. Because he was like, your natural hair is so dark that I feel like you might need to lighten it a little bit to get the red that you want. And I was like, the whole reason I'm doing that instead of going blonde is so that I don't have to bleach it because I want it to be healthy.
Yeah.
So I'm just a brunette girl.
Yeah. And I've been thinking about dyeing the brows red. I think I will.
I think you should. I think light brows are so hot. I feel like it'll make your eyes look so light.
Mm-hmm. I think it would look good. But I got to, you know, I'm pretty far along in my pregnancy and I'm like,
Well, no,
you're allowed to. I'm just saying maybe not making a change that's going to be more maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Right before I give birth
and
or right after.
Risky.
Yeah, and could be ugly also.
Yeah.
I don't want to meet my daughter and be looking ugly. So maybe I'll hold off for a second, but I do at some point, that's the least commitment thing is to, you can dye them back.
Totally.
They don't look good. But my eyebrows are kind of dark and I don't know if that's a good contrast or if the red would make it look a lot more natural.
I think that'd be good. Have you ever gotten a microbladed?
No.
Bally girls, let a tyrant king know.
No.
Is it worth it? Do we like? Mine, I have no eyebrows. They might look good today because they're filled in. I've been trying to practice.
You need to chat with Jilly.
Jilly.
About the eyebrow transplant.
Well, I can't do that.
Why?
Where are they going to take the hair from?
Your head.
I can do it at the same time. I can get my scalp done.
The fact that you act as if you are bald when you literally have a full head of hair.
I know, but guys,
you know
it's
they
coming.
Take it from the back of your, from like right
here.
Yeah. So what do you mean, where are they going to take it? You have plenty of hair to do that.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I'll just do a 2-for-1 special.
No, the thing is, microblading is... It can be, like, good, but...
It can also be terrifying.
Yeah, it can also fade and kind of to weird... Like, the ink can kind of fade over time and look a little, like, discolored. That's what I've heard.
No. Thank God I don't have to pay for that, too.
Do you fill in your eyebrows often?
I've literally just started, like, a few weeks ago.
Have they been thinning out, or you've always done that?
No, they've just always been, like... They're not, like, thin, and they haven't been thinning out. They're just, like, not dark. And I have really dark hair, so sometimes I feel like... They just kind of get lost in a photo, but I don't know. So I've just been filling them in. I feel like I look like a little bit more like masculine if you have like thicker brows, but I'm sure it'd be mask.
It is crazy when I realize how much makeup, you know, if guys don't wear makeup, then it's like they can't really perfect any of these things that.
Yeah, and now I do wear makeup.
Yeah.
I finally caved in.
Yeah. Well, and you know, go for it. I'm just saying, I feel like a lot of times it's like, wow, I didn't realize what you just get is what you get when you're a guy and you don't wear makeup because, you know, with me, I can.
And I think a common misconception is people think that guys, I mean, I'm not speaking about, you know, scary, straight, like, I would never wear makeup because I'm a man.
Straight.
Like, but guys who care about their appearance, like I'm sure Leif, like if he has like a zit, he's going to be insecure about it. You know, it's like men also care. If they have, like,
looks.
Imperfections and whatever. Like, maybe not as much as women, and they're not critiqued on it as much, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, like, in high school, if I had a pimple, I'd be mortified going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone would have just been like, here's a Kosas concealer, dab it on,
yeah.
and literally it will go away, and you won't see it. What the heck?
I know.
Now,
it's true.
Literally, I'll be like, I'll feel so insecure. I'll put on a spray tan, put on some Charlotte Tilbury bronzer, some House Labs foundation, and I'm looking gorgeous.
Do you have foundation on right now? It's gorgeous.
Thank
Is that House
Labs?
Labs.
Lady Gaga, sponsor me, invite me to your house for lunch. I know she invited Delaney, and we need to chat, bitch.
To her house for lunch?
She literally, oh wait, was that Delaney
that
or no?
Beyonce.
That was Jordan Sloan.
Oh.
Yeah, she met Beyonce. We also need to chat. These girls. Why can't they invite some of the gays? Come on. I'm sure there were some gays there.
Jordan Sloan went to Lady Gaga's house for lunch.
Literally. Lady Gaga, like, hosted a lunch at her house. That's where, like, Dylan Mulvaney was there.
Oh, I think I did see that.
It was in partnership with, like, a migraine medication or something. I don't know. So random. But it was literally a brunch at her house. They had, like, a photo shoot. Jordan got, like, a full-on studio shot with her. I'm like, excuse me.
You're a house, like to be there. You're also a House Labs girly. You wear
I
house
love House Labs.
I've heard a lot of good things about their, like, blush and stuff, too. I haven't used it.
Their foundation
it,
is really oops. Good.
Need to try. Well, welcome back. Happy Friday, everyone. We're doing a little advice column, as usual, for the last Friday of the month. And this time we have Ty here to help us answer all your burning questions.
Because who better to give advice than 27-year-old, lonely, single, homosexual from West Hollywood, California?
He has lots and lots of good advice for you.
Don't take it.
Wait, can we talk about your dating life for a second?
Does it exist? Is the dating life in the room with us?
Have you been on a date recently?
Absolutely not.
I didn't think so. I figured
who would
I
would be asking. Nobody.
Well, you got to put yourself out there. You don't
guess
just...
what? I'm out there. I'm on the gram. I'm on TikTok. I got a podcast.
No dating apps though.
No dating apps because then they're gonna be like, "You're so cute," but then they're gonna meet me and they're gonna be like, "You're so annoying." That's my inner. That's my insecurity.
My inner saboteur.
No, but I don't know. I feel like I'm just like focused on myself these days. Mm-hmm. Focus on the podcast. I gotta get snatched for summer.
Okay, stop.
And then you know, maybe when I have my shit figured out a little bit more,
it's giving.
I'll get in a relationship.
When this finally happens, I'll be happy.
Oh no. We talked about that in the last episode. If you guys listen to that, no, I just think it's about like recognizing if I'm not the best version of myself, how do I expect to be in a healthy relationship?
You don't feel like you're the best version of yourself right now.
No.
Why?
I don't know. Just like what I said, like, I don't feel, like, confident in my body. I feel like if a guy tried to take my shirt off, I'd be like, stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square! I'd be like, excuse me, unless you want a muffin for lunch, I'd step two steps back.
You literally have... Okay, not to, like, diagnose you, but I feel like you have literal body dysmorphia.
Yeah, because I know. Diagnosed. Got a medication for that? Because I will take it. Whole bottle.
You literally look like you're so cute. I don't get it.
Thank you.
And I'm not invalidating
you, I'm, like,
the
opposite
though.
Of a butterface. I know my face is cute, but... Looking like I'm eating a little too much butter downstairs. You know what I'm talking about? Hence the hoodie. I'm like trying to cover my stomach with his arm. No, I'm kidding. I'm exaggerating. But no, like I know it can be better. I've been in better shape. Just even like looks wise aside, like I don't feel that great. You know, I'm just like not, my health is not my priority right now. Uh-huh. I feel like I've been putting so much in the podcast, Stream Tyrants. And I don't know. I'd rather just, I'm not like rolling in the dough these days. I feel like if I tried, the last date I went on, we went to sushi. And he had paid for the date prior to, but we went to like some dumb place. It was like literally $50. When we went and it was my turn to pay, we got drinks, we went to sushi. It was like $250. I'm like, I can't go on a date a week. Are you kidding me? I'm going to be broke. So.
I do feel like it's probably hard not to like get into the weeds of this. I feel like it would be hard to come from your background and like. It would just be ideal to date someone who almost like
was, mirrored my background.
Yes, like yeah. Had your similar situation, like maybe grew up religious and I don't know, something to where
Josh Joe, you want to date me? Come on, hit me up. I'm just kidding.
Stop, he's so cute.
No, I love you, Josh, but I'm kidding. But he went on a mission, the whole thing.
Yeah. It's like someone who shares kind of a parallel journey so that they understand. Like I could imagine that would be, not that you need that, but it's so hard for me to ever, like, why would I give you dating advice? But when I got married, when I was 20 years old. But that's why it's hard is because it's yeah. Like, whenever I think of like, well, like, you got to get on dating apps. Then I remember how I met Leif and I'm like, it was so easy yeah. Because it's just like, oh, a mutual friend. We're both Mormon. It's just like so simple.
I actually met one of your homosexual friends from Gilbert the other day. What was his name? Aiden?
Hayden?
Aiden. With an A. I think it was Aiden. It's like a little...
A little.
Not a little, but I mean like a skinny, like cute gay boy from Gilbert. He said he was friends with you and
Chelsea in high school?
And he was on the lacrosse team with your guys' boyfriends.
Aiden. Wait, yes. But where did you meet him?
At the Tezza Gallery. He came over here chatting. He was like, oh yeah, like I went to high school with JC and Chelsea. I was like, you should have led with that.
Wait, 100%. I know who you're talking about.
Anyways, that just made me think of that.
The reason I was just so like surprised is because I feel like he wasn't in that. Well, he wasn't out in high school.
Yeah, no, he said he like dated one of your friends.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my gosh, stop. Love
so
you,
shout
Aiden.
Out, you're listening.
Shout out. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Sorry, that's
does he live here?
Think of that. Yeah, I guess he lives in Silver Lake now.
Slay.
So funny. So if any homosexuals that, you know, grew up with some trauma and are sexy and rich, hit me up. But yeah, maybe at the end of summer when I can do some push-ups. I'm just kidding. Anyways.
No, I get it. I get it. Well, what are you doing to put steps into place?
Absolutely nothing.
No, I would love, you know what? I would love to be on my health grind with you after I give birth.
Okay.
I would love to start a journey. I randomly have been in my like self-help era again where I have been off that train for approximately 2 years. I'm just like, I've had enough. I don't need more.
I'm on the opposite. I'm on the self-sabotage era.
Okay. Love that for us. Well,
alcoholism, malnutrition, sleep deprivation.
But like recently I've been kind of feeling pulled back to like, okay, I do want to take care of my health and blah, 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 blah.
Well, get that baby out of you and we'll start doing sit-ups.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing though. I'm like, well, then I'm going to be 9 months pregnant soon. So maybe I need to give myself some grace.
Wait. Give some grace.
But it feels good to be
inspired,
a little motivated, because there's so many times or just like a long period of time where I've been like, I don't care.
Totally.
About any of that stuff. Yeah. You have to kind of wait for like the motivation to kick in.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I think it's like healthy to be self-aware that like, I don't want to find a relationship when I'm in this mindset or think that I'm going to end up in a healthy relationship if I'm not even in a healthy relationship with myself currently.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that in itself is kind of healthy.
Yeah. It's true. It's good to be self-aware. And to
in the fall though, cuffing season, lock me up, boys. I'm ready.
Malk, Malk, Malk. This is a dream sponsor because Chelsea and I both use this milk or Malk, if you will, basically daily. I use Malk for my cereal cravings. I use it for my smoothies. I use it for homemade matcha and chai lattes. I love Malk so much. I love the ingredients. They are very simple. And I was just saying in a recent vlog that surprisingly, Malk also froths up pretty well. So if you want to make like an iced matcha latte and you want to froth up your milk, a lot of non-dairy milk with, you know, the cleaner ingredients, it doesn't like taste creamy or frothy at all, but Malk really does. And I just love it so much. So Malk is a premium plant-based milk made with simple, high-quality ingredients. They offer incredibly great taste without fillers, gums, seed oils, artificial flavors, or any other additives that so many other plant-based milks unfortunately use. And we are so excited to share that they've just launched a new shelf-stable version of their unsweetened almond and original oat milk. Made with the same ingredients, same great taste, but now available in a convenient option for stocking up without worrying about fridge space. You can find it now at Whole Foods across the country and on Amazon in a convenient six-pack. The shelf-stable bottles mean no fridge space worries, keeping your favorite Malk products conveniently within reach for your coffee and pantry needs, and staying true to their commitment to simplicity and quality. Malk is crafted with the same three core ingredients that you know and trust. So their almond Malk is made with just organic almonds, filtered water, and Himalayan pink salt. That is it. Same with the oat Malk. It's just organic gluten-free oats, filtered water, and Himalayan pink salt. All of their products are certified organic and glyphosate-free. Simply made with nothing to hide, which we absolutely love. You can find shelf-stable Malk at your local Whole Foods or in a convenient six-pack on Amazon. So head to your local Whole Foods to find shelf-stable Malk or grab it in a convenient six-pack on Amazon, and you guys can use the code 15WHATWESAID for 15% off a six-pack of shelf-stable Malk on Amazon. Go check it out. One of my go-to pregnancy snacks or a pick-me-up throughout the day, a breakfast situation, is a protein shake. I love a good, cold, yummy, delicious, creamy protein shake. And I am pretty much always using Clean Simple Eats protein powder. It is simply just the best protein powder because it doesn't have that chalky aftertaste. It's extremely creamy. And they have so many delicious flavors. Chelsea and I both love and adore Clean Simple Eats. Probably the three flavors that I use the most are the vanilla, the brownie batter chocolate situation, or the coconut cream. Honestly, every flavor I've tasted is really good. Those are just my three go-tos. There are so many different things you can do with protein powder. I have seen some of my friends recently making those like creamies. It's basically like a protein powder and milk, and you freeze it and it makes like an ice cream. It looks so good. You can also just simply froth up the coconut cream flavor or the vanilla flavor with orange juice, and it tastes like a creamy orange dreamsicle. It's so good. You can also blend that with ice and make it more icy, or just add a scoop of protein powder with some frozen berries and, you know, whatever else you want for a protein shake, obviously. We love Clean Simple Eats because they are just that, clean and simple. Their protein powder is always grass-fed with no seed oils or artificial ingredients, third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten-free. We all know how important protein is in our diet, and Clean Simple Eats is the most delicious and best way to do so. Each serving has 20 grams of protein, making it the perfect addition to make sure you hit your protein goals. It is truly just so delicious. You can go on their website. We have a code, obviously, for you. And you can just look at all the different flavors they have. They also have greens powders and lots of other stuff. They have some like nut butters. They got it all. So definitely go check it out. Visit cleansimpleeats.com and use code WHATWESAID10 at checkout for 10% off your order. That is cleansimpleeats.com, code WHATWESAID10 for 10% off your order. Go check it out, ladies and gentlemen.
I was actually thinking about, I was fantasizing about your future wedding the other day.
Oh my God, it's going to be so stunning, but only if he has money, because Lord knows I'm not spending my own hard-earned cash on some flowers and a fucking aisle. I'll be spending my money on a Dolce & Gabbana custom white suit, glittered head to toe. But like weddings, we've been in the wedding industry for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's so expensive.
It's
and
so expensive.
For what? For
it's like
what?
One day.
I've shot weddings that easily cost over $1 million. And I'm like, I will be buying a boat and a house and going to Puerto Vallarta before I do that.
Yeah, 100%. Well, maybe you could do a small elopement.
No, I'm going to have to. I only have four friends. What are you talking about? Of course it's going to be small. That was a given. No, yeah. I feel like it'll be small. And yeah. The weirdest thing about weddings to me is there needs to be a cover charge. Why am I paying $200 for my friends to eat dinner when it's my special day? You should be paying me for the meal.
True, true.
What? It's like, oh, come celebrate me at my wedding. Also, here's a $200 steak.
Well, because you kind of can't expect people to be like,
oh,
like,
no,
come celebrate
you're
going to
be charged at the door. There's going to be security as well. And if you are not dressed head to toe in custom couture that matches the mood board that I sent prior on the Partible Invite invitation, security's going to escort you out, or you're going to get an option to put on a pre-selected outfit that I've handpicked for you. That'll be on loan. That'll be back at the
end
of the night.
I don't picture you allowing anyone to pick their own outfits.
No.
I could not picture.
You can pick, but I'm going to need to approve.
Yeah, oh, of course. Well, as you should.
Yeah. What's your vibes on, like, no children at weddings? Because, like, you didn't have to think about that. Well, I guess, like, you were just so young.
I do not think children belong at weddings.
Thank you. Because now I'm like, all my friends are having kids. And yeah, by the time I get married, Lord knows, Coco's probably going to be 22. Who knows? Well, I guess then she can come.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
I'm not having,
no,
going to
no
love
kids.
Your daughter so much. But, sorry, if she
no.
is 6 years old, we'll see you later.
No.
I'll see you at the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah, she can come to something else. You don't need kids at the wedding.
Ooh, but I'm going to need a flower girl. So the battle begins. It's going to be her. Going to be Coco.
Depends on the ages, maybe. Going to be me.
Or it could be them all. Just like 10 little girls. All my friends' little girls.
Wait, that's so cute.
Except for they're also going to be the only attendees because they're my only friends. So.
I'm so excited. Are you in your manifesting? Do you manifest at all?
Yeah.
You think?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know if I'm like quite, every time I've gotten my chart read by like Meg or anyone, that's like always in my chart that I'm like, I have a very powerful manifesting tool.
Well, write some stuff down.
But,
sheesh.
Yeah, I think it comes in waves of when I like really believe it or not, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like I said, self-sabotage era.
You know what I was just like reading about a little bit? Are you familiar with nihilism?
No.
Like being
sounds
nihilistic?
Scary.
Well, it's kind of like, I should probably read the actual definition, but Haley from Girls Camp was talking a little bit about it. She was like, I found myself kind of falling into that post like religious deconstruction. And it's basically when you, if your beliefs kind of start to fall away of like your religious upbringing or something, then you kind of start to sometimes think that there's like no point to life. Like,
oh,
it, because you're, you know, you're like, well, what do I believe in? So then
yeah,
what
can,
does matter?
I
and
can
like,
get like that at some point.
I was going to ask you if you feel like that or if you feel like.
Not because of the religion sense, but.
Okay. I'm going to look
I
up
I feel
the
like
definition.
That at some points because I live alone. 6 out of 7 of the days of the week, it's like I don't see anyone. I don't leave my house. I don't, like, I'm very, it's like just me. And so it can get very, if you're not in a healthy headspace, it can get very easy to slip into, like, what am I working so hard for? Like, I don't have a husband. I don't even got a lot of money. I don't have kids. Like, what am I working towards? Like, I'm working towards things so that I can, like, pay rent. Whatever. It just feels very,
like you're in a cycle.
Yeah,
that's kind
exactly.
of like,
and you're just like a part of a system. And you're just like, but where is like my, what am I doing all of this for?
Yeah.
But I know my day will come.
Yes. So the definition of nihilism is the rejection of all religious and moral principles and the belief that life is meaningless. And it's like very like skepticism and stuff too, which I feel like
for me has also kind of like been a theme that like I don't want to feel like that. Like totally. I don't like that. It feels very like definitely not comforting by any stretch of the imagination. And I don't like that. But sometimes I've found myself kind of feeling like that, where it's like I have become so skeptical of like any belief at this point.
Right.
Just like about anything. I'm like, well, and so sometimes it makes it kind of like you kind of feel like, well, what's the point to even.
You almost have to like rework it into, if you're feeling like life has no purpose and, you know, you're just a small 1% out of 7 billion. It's like, okay, well then let be the thing that lets you go, that releases you from your ball and chain and these shackles of life and society, capitalism, whatever. If really you start to believe that.
If you don't matter that much, then just do whatever you want. You don't matter
that much and life is meaningless and we're all just in like a sphere swirling around the universe. It's like, okay, great. Then post the photo. No one cares. Try to start the business. Like, do this. Text the guy back. Like, you know, shoot your shot. Like,
true.
Because it doesn't matter. Tomorrow's going to go anyway. Your life's going to go on. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
So it's like, it's balance.
I do actually love when I get into that headspace, because I will like find myself sometimes like slip into that where I'm like, wait, I literally live on a floating rock. Like, who cares if I wear this outfit? Yeah. Who cares if people think this? Like, it, and I love that feeling. It's totally. So freeing.
Totally.
So that's like the positive spin to it. But yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot. I'm like, oh, it's so... It's interesting. Life is crazy. Yeah.
Anyways, how are you?
Anyway.
I'm playing the co-host today. We miss you, Chelsea, but give us a life update.
You know, I'm just living and surviving. We're going to be moving very, very soon. I've been updating a little bit on YouTube and stuff.
Her landlord can kiss my flat ass, honestly. That's what I have to say to you, okay? I don't know her name, but it's probably Karen or something. That's so rude. How are you going to tell a pregnant girl that she's got to move out of her house right before she gives birth to her first gorgeous little girl that she worked so hard for?
It really is very, very poor timing. I've been trying not to look at myself as a victim of my circumstances, because I feel like this is what I was saying on our last episode about how I was like, I need to stop giving this like so much attention to like previous owner and the landlord and the moving. Like, I need to stop giving it so much attention, because it's making me feel like,
why is this happening?
Yeah, like, it's making me feel very just negative and overwhelmed. And I'm like, okay, I'm trying to flip it. I know I can absolutely have my feelings, and I do. I've had multiple mental breakdowns where I'm like, wait, this is like the worst timing, and I feel so stressed about like a lot of things. But I really have been thinking lately just about how like we're literally building / renovating this house, and it's going to be so awesome. Like, it's going to be so rewarding, and it's really only a few months away that we move in. Like, it's actually so soon, and I'm like, it will fly by.
Mm-hmm.
And even though there's absolutely no storage at our rental that we'll be staying at, which is definitely an issue, I'm like, we'll buy some IKEA units. Like, I'm trying to just be a little bit more.
And it's summer. Like, you'll be spending all the time at the beach and outside. And I feel like it'll be fine, obviously.
It will.
Positive era, negative era.
No.
And balance. Yin and yang.
It's
I'm glad that you're seeing the positive out of it.
I'm trying
that would be freaking
to. Well, and I have. That's the thing. Is like, this has taken me like a month to get to this point where I'm like, okay, it's going to be fine. And it's, there's like, I don't want to spend the end of my pregnancy, like, because people were commenting, they're like, that is so annoying that like you tried so hard to get pregnant and then this is being like taken from, like, you're
like, but I'm not gonna let it take it from me.
And I'm like, I'm not gonna look at it that way, just because it's like, it doesn't have to be perfect circumstances. Like, the most important thing is that I am gonna give birth and like I am pregnant and it's amazing and it's like, I bought a house. It's like, these are the most exciting things I've ever had happen in my life. Like,
it'll also just be a fun story to tell, like, when she's older and, you know, like, Tezza had a whole drama happen when she gave birth. Like, she almost like lit her house on fire. She had to stay in a hotel for 2 weeks and like get her house professionally scrubbed. Like, things just happen. Life happens. And this isn't going to be the only thing that's thrown your way when it comes to having a baby. There's going to be multiple things. So I'm glad that you have a healthy mindset.
Yeah. I'm trying. So it'll be fine. And we're going to be moving very soon. So updates to come about all of that.
Obviously, you're not going to share, but have you decided on a name?
I think so.
Okay.
So I've had one in my mind where I'm just like I said, I had a few going into pregnancy, one specifically that I was like, this is it. And I actually didn't share that. Did you see I made a recent video about like names I like, but I'm not going to use.
Oh, I like never go on TikTok the other day. Or I'm having a stroke, you guys. I never go on TikTok these days.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you just on Instagram mostly?
Yeah. I feel like I've just been so...
Haven't making a comeback.
Instagram is? Yeah. I totally. I think I've just realize that I can't if I'm doing TikTok and Instagram, if I'm spending so much time on it, I'm not putting as much time into things that I actually should be doing, like the podcast and whatever. So I don't know. I've just been really putting my energy into that. So it's not like I'm purposely not going on TikTok. I just don't find myself really like scrolling on it that much. But I feel like, you know, it's going into summer. We're getting busier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm also, just, like, the not algorithm sucks a lot. So.
There's no music and it's going to get banned. So anyways.
I feel that. Anyway, I shared some names that I liked. Anyway, none of the ones, I didn't share the one actually that I had in mind that I've been like, that's the name. And then when I got pregnant, I was like, oh, never mind. And then I had this other one. And that's been the front runner this entire, like, my entire time being pregnant. You know it.
Okay. You'll have to remind me after the pod.
Must not be that great.
No, wait. I think I know it.
But that's been, like, the one where I'm like, I think that's it.
I'm like, subscribe to Tyrants if you want to hear it.
Subscribe to my new Patreon to get the tea. But there is kind of another one that I'm liking, too, recently, a little, that has been thrown in the mix that I'm like, okay. So, but there's one front runner for sure.
Okay.
So. We'll see.
I can't wait.
What she feels like, looks like. I don't know.
She's coming.
Yeah, she's coming soon.
I'm
oh my gosh,
so
it's like
excited.
Terrifying. It's actually terrifying.
Oh my gosh, she's gonna be so cute.
How do you think that excited. I'm gonna be as a mom? What is your?
I think you're gonna be amazing. I feel like you're gonna be.
Like, do you think what kind of energy do you think I'm gonna bring to being a mom?
I feel like you'll bring a very grounded energy to being a mom. I feel like Leif. Like, is going to be just so, like, daddy's girl. I feel like she's going to be just, like, so sweet and whatever. And I think there'll maybe be, like, ebbs and flows of your guys' relationships. I feel like girls with their moms, like, can sometimes be hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like you're going to be so, like, nurturing her creativity. Whatever she wants to do. Creativity, if she wants to be a freaking doctor, if she wants to be whatever. Like, I feel like you're just going to give her the whole platter and let her pick what she wants to take bites out of. And really, like, foster what she's good at and encourage her and don't let her quit on things and whatever. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you'll also be, like, that grounding sounding board. And, like, you're definitely going to – I mean, because you're that for me, honestly. Like, you're going to, like, tell her when she's wrong, tell her what she's doing wrong, but not in, like, a rude way or a judgmental way. Just, like, I know that you'll be happier if you listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't – and I think that's where, obviously, no one likes to be told that. So, I'm sure she'll go through some stuff. But
thank you.
I'll be like, don't worry. Your mom means well.
Cool. not you saying, you tell me what to do. And trust me. Listen to me. No.
In, like, the best way. Yeah. Like, you always have – you're always speaking straight facts. You're not going to tell me what I want to hear. You're going to tell me what I need to hear. And I feel like you'll be like that with her. But I feel like sometimes, you know – Leif might get taken advantage of with those sweet little eyes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh my gosh. He will be such a freaking sucker for her. I already know it.
If she serves, I'm dead. I'm sick.
At how cute it will be?
Yes.
I know.
And then I need her to teach me. Ugh.
Yeah, I need to be taught as well.
She's going to be just set. You need to be taught to get in the ocean, period. Okay?
First step, not be scared of waves.
First step, enter the water. No, I'm just so excited to see her be, like, a little Orange County babe.
I know.
I didn't know anyone, like, growing up in Orange County, but they're so cute.
I know. We got to just teach her not to be an entitled, spoiled little brat.
Except for when it comes to Uncle Tai Tai, because I'll spoil you. I've already been looking at clothes online that I want to get her.
Aw. Well, thank you for saying that. I didn't ask that for, like, all the compliments, but I do appreciate
it.
I'm excited. It'll be so fun. And
it's coming up so soon.
The reason I ask is because I am so curious how, you know, it's interesting to, like, see how other people perceive you, too, because it was so interesting. I think it was at my birthday lunch. Like, one of my friends, you know, the tradish, go around, say your favorite thing about the birthday person. So people were just, you know, really boosting my ego, telling me all these nice things. And, like, one of the things that one of my friends said at that lunch was, like, you take care of everyone around you. Like, you're so nurturing. And I was like, really? Like, that's always been my biggest fear, is that I'm not going to be, like, a nurturing mom. Like,
oh my
gosh. I'll just be too, like, not cold, but, like, that sometimes I'm just a little more, I guess, like, logical than emotional.
But I think that's how you, like, nurture. I feel like nurturing something doesn't, like, look a certain type of way.
I feel
like being, like, a daddy's girl and, like, so, like, comfy and whatever, like, so affectionate and, like, lovey-dovey, like, that is what people perceive it as or, like, automatically think of. But I feel like nurturing someone to, like, cultivate them to be, like, a strong, independent woman who, like, doesn't take no for an answer or, you know, does things that she wants to do and pursues her passions and like takes risks, like that's going to take seeing that in you mm-hmm. to develop, you know?
Yeah, no, I feel that. Yeah. So that was a nice thing to hear. Me being like, I'm such an independent, strong woman. Someone literally digging up plants in my yard. I'm like,
bye.
Congratulations. Amazing. I don't care.
I'm dead.
Doesn't stand up to them.
No.
All bark, no bite. No, it'll be so fun. I cannot believe it's happening so soon. I actually like this whole time people have been like, oh, are you scared to give birth? Like, what's your birth? And I'm like, no, like, I don't know.
I thought about that.
But I actually like really thought about it the other day and I was like, I'm like, ooh,
oh, like, girly.
That is shocking that that's just like inevitable. Like, I have to do that.
Do you have like
that?
A birth plan or anything?
No. I mean,
yeah, here's the plan. Give birth.
Yeah. Yeah. The plan is push her out.
Yeah.
But I really have like not focused on it at all. And I think it's because I've had so much good, other honestly. Stuff going on. But it's like, I have no, like nothing in my brain where it's like, this is how, but I was thinking I probably need to get a little more educated and like have something in my mind. So it's
I
not
think there's like
a
balance of like being educated, being ready, and also like not working yourself up too much
like
about
over-plan.
The moment. Yeah. Cause like, it's going to happen. Women have been doing it for thousands and thousands of years with and without doctors. So you'll
it's
be
happening.
Fine.
I'm shook. I'm like,
I can't wait to meet her. She's gonna be so cute. Can't wait to take her to her first drag show.
Slay. Yeah, it'll be really fun. Stay tuned for how Leif and I will be as parents. I was thinking about how we are with Lady. That's the only thing I can compare it to is our dog, which is not the same at all.
I'm like, then you're gonna be terrible parents. And you're right, you're not gonna be nurturing.
Sorry.
I'm kidding. I've never
not
really
a
seen
starting.
You guys. Yeah. I'm like, go on the Reddit. I don't even think I haven't been around Lady that much. I feel like when I'm over, like she's always like in the other room. Or like just
like
on the couch.
Laying on the couch, yeah. No, I think what
discipline.
It is that Leif and I balance each other out with like if I'm, which I guess is just like how a partnership works, but it's like if I'm anxious about something,
right.
Leif is very like solid.
Methodical
where he,
about
yeah,
it.
Where
yeah.
he's just like it's fine. Like there's nothing to be even with the whole move thing.
Right.
Like I will be like sobbing, being like, where are we gonna put all our stuff? Like I'm just feeling so overwhelmed, and he's always, and he's just like I'm not stressed. Like. It's
right.
going to
we
be totally fine. Like, we always figure it out. But if the reverse, if he's like, oh, I'm like feeling really whatever, I am the opposite. I will be like, it is totally fine. Like, we're always gonna. So I feel like we.
That's good.
I do think it's good. I think like he has very grounding energy in a lot of ways, but he can also get kind of like anxious or like uptight about things. And when he's like that, I usually.
Yeah.
I think it's just like a balancing act.
Yeah, it's a partnership.
Act.
You know when you have to pick up the slack or slack for lack of a better word. You know?
Yeah. But even with Lady, the reason I was bringing that up is because, like, if something happens with Lady, like, sometimes he'll be like, she's being weird, like, and I'm like, she's fine. And then vice versa, I'll be like, she did this, and he's like, it's fine. I don't know.
Yeah,
so
that's cute.
I can picture that could be similar for parenting, but we don't know what we're doing, so stay tuned. It'll be fun.
Can't wait.
Well, let's get into this advice. Whenever
you guys need
I look
therapy,
down,
and I'm here to be your therapist.
I can't believe how long we talk for. I feel like if we were left to our own devices, we would actually talk for 4 hours.
No, we'd walk outside and be pitch black.
Yeah. So anyway, okay, here is the first Valley Girl write-in. Help, I'm obsessed with my coworker. I've been working at my job for about 2 years. My company is spread out between 5 floors. Recently, a guy from the second floor was moved up to my floor, floor 3, so now I see him every day. I don't know what it is about him, but I'm obsessed with him. He's not super hot, but he is pretty funny. I keep going out of my way to walk by his desk in his office. I try to leave at the same time of day so we can ride the elevator and walk to our cars together. I get so excited to see him and hang out with him. The problem? I'm married. And I love my husband and I would never cheat, but I feel like I can't help how giddy I get around my coworker. Seriously, I've even dreamt about him on too many occasions, actually.
What's happening in these dreams, mama?
And that's totally involuntary. I can't necessarily avoid him at work because we do have to work together on projects, sometimes even just the two of us, which I hate that I love. How do I cure my obsession?
Quit your job immediately. I don't even know. Like,
here's the thing. I don't feel like I'm equipped to handle this. Bringing up Haley again, she did an episode from Girls Camp.
Okay, yeah.
Haley Roll. She was talking about how she had a work crush herself while she was married. She like was talking on the podcast about how at her work, it was actually. I'm like, is this her? It was very similar. She was saying like I couldn't help that I just like felt,
I
don't know if she said attracted, just like she liked to be around this guy, but she's married. She's like, whoa, 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 like this is really weird. This is the only frame of reference I have. That's why I'm bringing it up. She was saying that she actually told her husband,
Like, she felt like she was, like, thinking about him a lot. She's like, this is kind of weird that I'm thinking this much. So she told her husband. She's like, okay, I've kind of developed this, like, crush on somebody at work, and I feel really weird about it because I don't know why I feel that way. Whatever. And she said his response was very healthy. She's like, if he said that to me, my response would be completely different.
Yeah.
But he was just like, okay, well, do you feel like it's going? Whatever. The point being, once she said it to her husband, she said, like, the crush kind of diminished. Like, she realized it was just like, oh, it's this, like, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but, you know, it's this, like, naughty or, like, dangerous thing. That's what I'm, like, attracted to. Once I admitted it out loud, I actually understood that, like, we actually don't really, like, I wouldn't want to date this guy. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, so I think, so now that I've gotten off my high horse, I think I fully believe in monogamy, 100%. Like, I know there are people out there that say, like, humans aren't supposed to be with the same person forever. Well, yeah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I think monogamy is beautiful. It's amazing, whatever. However, just because you're monogamous with someone doesn't mean that all of a sudden attractive people leave the planet.
Right.
And you're never going to find another guy attractive. There's never going to be another charming person on the street. There's never going to be like a moment where you're like, oh my gosh, that guy's like kind of funny. Or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There are charming people out there. There's hot people out there. And I think it's almost kind of healthy in a way to have little crushes on people. Like, if
that's what she was saying.
A little work crush, it's like, okay, is that just you self-helping yourself to get through the days of your mundane job? I don't know what your job is. Hopefully it's not mundane, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like you do things like subconsciously to help your scenario that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And if maybe you're just like bored at work and whatever, there's a nice guy, he's cute, he's funny, you guys have a good banter. Of course you're going to develop a little crush. I think that's fine. It's if you want to start acting on it, that's where the trouble needs to come in. So I feel like
it
talking to your husband is kind of a good thing to be like, I have this little work crush on this guy, like whatever.
She was saying it brought it out of the shadows to where it was like, because sometimes when you're like hiding something or you feel like you're hiding something or something's a secret, it is more like, oh, it's growing. And then once it's like out of the shadows, you're like, this is not that big of a deal.
For sure. And your husband might be like, oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, maybe he's met him or, you know, I don't know.
No, if Leif came to me, I have a work crush.
No, men are completely different.
You're done.
Yeah, you're done. Divorce.
I agree in the sense that it's like, and that's kind of what she was saying on the podcast is like, it's actually pretty unrealistic and like not almost even healthy to be like, you will never see another man and think he's attractive or like you will never, whatever. You know, I don't go to work, so I have no opportunity.
Yeah.
Here's my work crush.
Do you have a question?
You're looking at him.
Be honest.
You're looking at him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
I don't go anywhere. It's like, I have a different situation, so I can't speak to that at all. But I feel like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I just think there's levels of crush. So you have to look within yourself and reflect.
How big is the crush?
What are these dreams, mama?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah, how big is the crush?
And do you have any inkling or any desire to push that forward? And if so, you need to tell your husband and possibly relocate your office space.
Yeah.
Like, don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to get in trouble
mm-hmm.
or you're going to do something that you regret.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just a fun little guy at work that is cute and like nothing's ever going to happen, but it's just like fun little banter to get work
through
the work
day. But is that how it starts? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I also don't have a job.
Yeah.
Or a husband.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We're the two worst people to ask this for. But I don't know. Maybe go for it.
You know what? Matter of fact, spice it up.
I'm bored. Cheat on it.
I think you have to be the person that you are the only, you know yourself best. So if you genuinely feel like, okay, I'm actually like becoming obsessed to where it's like, this is kind of an issue, I would maybe say something to your husband.
And put yourself in your husband's shoes.
If he
said that to you, would you be happy? And how would you want him to react? Mm-hmm. What would you want him to do to make sure that this situation didn't escalate? And then follow that protocol.
But if you think about it more and you're like, it's really like not that deep, then I think it's fine to
a little.
Who cares? Okay. I'm going through the worst breakup right now. We've been together for 2 years and he was the biggest sweetheart. Then he started acting so different for about 2 weeks before we broke up. I wanted to work through things, but he was set on breaking up, but said we can try again in a month or two.
No.
What's your advice on this and how should I deal with it?
Run for the Hills.
That makes no sense.
That is the douchiest thing I've ever heard. The fact that you think that you can just discard me and that I'm going to be sitting here waiting in case you change your mind in a month and you want to come back to me. No, absolutely not. No. If you want to break up with me, we're done. It's not even that.
Know
I don't
worth.
Think that people can break up and get back together. But that sentiment with maybe we can think about it in a month just shows that he is not looking out for you.
No.
He's looking out for himself. And if he cannot find anything better or if he misses you, then he'll consider getting back together with you. Absolutely not. Nope.
Yeah. What is the logic there? Like, he wants to, like, sleep with a few other people, you know, like test out the waters for a month, see his vibe, and then be like, yeah, fine, I'll go back. Yeah, you got to know your worth.
My
That's
ex
not
once
it.
Told me, I was dating when I was, like, younger 20s, like, 22, that when we broke up and whatever, he's like, oh, I don't know, maybe we'll, like, talk about it when you're, like, 26. You want me to sit around for 4 years?
Tyson, I just found a photo when I was organizing with me and your ex.
Wait, why do you have a photo with him?
I don't know.
Wait, are you talking about?
No.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah, the first.
Wait, that's hilarious.
And I was dying. It was like a Polaroid.
Jump scare.
I was like that. Jump scare warning.
I know which one.
Jump scare warning.
Young love.
26 has me. That has me screaming. Let's wait 4 years and see how
me
we feel.
Waiting on my 26th birthday for a text.
You believe them though, and is actually still waiting.
Me, I'm about to be 28. I'm still waiting. Here's the thing. The other thing about this that I wish we knew is the context of her age.
Yes, very important.
Because I'm like, if you're in high school, like I give him a little bit of a pass to be like, or like college, like you're a douchebag, mm-hmm, but like maybe mm-hmm. if you've been dating for 2 years from high school to college and like he just needs to like ground himself as an adult mm-hmm. out of his family home, then maybe it's a little different to be like, I just need to be out on my own for a few months and then like maybe let's talk about it and reconvene. We've only known each other. We haven't ever dated anyone else. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is like a grown ass man, hustle like a muchacho, sucker, see you later. Yeah. You don't get to discard me and then be like, but maybe in a month.
No.
So then I don't sleep for the next 32 days?
Yeah.
Going
just
on 8 years? No.
That's going to be a no from me. You got to, I saw this TikTok. It was like, this is just like, I'm just throwing it out there, but like, don't you think that your soulmate would want to date you? I was like,
shocker.
That one hit because it's like, I feel like so many, you know, these people who write in, it's like, he was acting weird and then he broke up with me and he said, maybe did it. And it's like, okay, if he was your soulmate.
Yeah, you want to have children with this man?
Yeah, I don't think he would be willing to let you go that easy.
And I can say that as someone who has been through that.
Yeah, I think he would actually want to date you. You think that's the reason you haven't been dating recently is you're just like scared of your past situations. I feel
for
like
sure.
I feel like you've gotten pretty hurt in your last
for
few
sure.
relationships.
I like really like give myself all.
You
I'm
do.
A cancer.
You do.
I give myself all. And then when it doesn't work out, it ruins my life for years.
I was going to say, like, I feel like you have like a 2 year period after where it's like
devastation,
which I mean, I think that's a testament to truly like how big your heart is though. I feel like you just love with your whole heart and you are so loyal and you will give everything, which is amazing. That's an amazing quality. But I think that if you do get hurt, it's like,
I can't.
You're down and out for a while.
I think obviously that comes with like age and maturity. Like I think I was very immature and now I think I have a lot more boundaries that I wouldn't ever be in that situation. I'm sure if I dated someone for 2 years and then they broke up with me, like, sure, I'd be devastated.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have the tools in place now that I'm never going to let someone have that control over me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just dating, relationships, and learning. And I think especially not even just, like, being gay, but a lot of other people who don't have their first relationship until they're an adult, it's a lot harder. Mm-hmm. If you go through heartbreak when you're in high school and you're 16 or whatever, you learn with each relationship something new about yourself
and, like,
and
how to
handle it.
Yeah.
And if you don't do that till you're an adult and you're also trying to figure out life and rent and bills and taxes and everything all at once, it's very overwhelming.
That is. And I feel like you, to give you some credit, like you really have had to figure out a lot of things like on your own, which is really, that's like a really big burden to have.
Yeah.
Like I even think about me and Leif being married since I was in my early 20s.
Right.
And it's like, even a lot of that, we were just talking about how like stupid we were with like credit and taxes. Like before, like right when we got married, we literally did not know anything.
Yeah.
Like my dad had been like pushing me for years. Like, you need to get a credit card. You need to get a credit card. And I was just like, no, like my finance teacher in high school said like, freaking Dave Ramsey, whatever, like don't get a credit card. And so I was anyway. And then it came time for me to like move out and literally couldn't get any apartment because I had no credit and I just like knew nothing. And Leif was also like, we were just talking about that on our walk the other night. We're like, we literally knew nothing about money.
Yeah.
And we were just like,
anyway, the point being, we figured it out together. And I feel like it's different when you're literally alone.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not to Which harp I, on that, but, no, I, but I'm trying to give you credit. Like, yeah, you well, have really you. Figured out things on your own. And that's like, that's a lot to go through.
Thank you. Thank you. And I mean, I'm not the only one that does it. Like, a lot of people for do sure. that for sure. But yeah, it is a interesting situation. I think also, like, because I was like self-employed right out the uh-huh. gate, that like, typically, you kind of learn about taxes through your job, and your job does a lot of that for you.
Yeah.
And submitting is, like, super easy, but I don't know.
It's, like, a whole other ballgame to yeah. be, like, I run my own business. I have to, like, yeah. figure this out on my
Move
own.
To a whole new place,
yeah.
LA.
But yeah, you weren't even, like, with family or anything. Yeah. So it's, like, you've had a lot. You've done a lot. And figuring out your freaking sexuality.
Yeah, yeah.
I was on top homosexual. Of it. It's, like, it's a whole other thing.
Gosh.
Okay.
Well, good luck, girlie. Don't go back to him.
Yeah, no. He's done. Something that is a goal of mine for our new house is to have a lot more personal framed photos. You know, obviously, Leif and I have lots of different photos from back in my photography days, from when we've traveled a lot in the past. And I feel like our current house, or honestly, any of the homes we've lived in, we haven't framed a lot of them. And I feel like it's great to, you know, have other people's art in your home, but it's also so nice to have personal memories and moments framed. So we are so excited that Framebridge is a new sponsor of our show. I've seen a lot of Pinterest inspiration lately of people framing like memories. So like, you know, tickets or hotel key cards or menus or clippings from something or like photo booth strips. And I think it is so, so cute. You can frame like the keys to your first home, things like that, that are really special. So you can frame those types of things as well as your photos, obviously. But Framebridge makes it easy to get anything framed at an affordable price. So you can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. You just upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or you can visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. It's very easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's also fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your items. They also have a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. It's fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. You can order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. Also, it's happiness guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That is framebridge.com. We are going to take a quick ad break to talk about the Nike Indie Bra and the Universa legging. We are so excited about this sponsorship. We've both been wearing Nike gear since we were teenagers for any sports we were in or physical activities. We always know that we can rely on Nike. So how do you take your breaks? Do you go for a walk or a workout class? Do you like to meal plan, run to the grocery store, maybe grab coffee with a friend? You can do all of that and more in style with the Nike Indie Bra and Universa legging. The Indie Bra now comes in 3 support levels, low, medium, and high. I personally like a high support, secure feeling bra for when I'm running or doing a cycling class, but I don't want to be wearing that all day. I like something lighter with thinner straps and smoother edges for running errands or doing things around the house. And luckily, the Nike Indie Bra has both of those options and a medium option for the in-between. All 3 are so soft and look so flattering on. The Nike Universa leggings are perfect to pair with the Indie Bra. They really help smooth and lift, stretching freely with your every move. Wherever your workout takes you, their squat-proof, mid-weight, and finish-smooth fabric gives you uncompromising comfort and feels cool and sleek to the touch. Plus, they're durable enough for you to flex, wash, and wear again and again. They're the pair you'll reach for whether you need something for your everyday run, everyday practice, or just every day. Find your feel with Nike bras and leggings that deliver supportive flexibility and comfort for whatever your day brings. Shop now at Nike.com, and that will be linked in the show notes for you guys, as always. I have a friend slash coworker who constantly critiques or comments on my eating and workout habits. She always says she's proud of me when I eat a salad for lunch or post on Instagram that I went on a walk. I have some health issues and I've been trying to sort out, and she insists that if I cut out dairy and gluten for a week, I would feel so much better.
Shut up.
I've been to a doctor and they did not advise this. She also comments on my plate at work when we're eating lunch, says things like, whoa, you're in a treat yourself kind of mood.
Oh!
And I hope you feel okay later. It's so irritating, and I'm sure she means well and doesn't come from a place of shame, but it's so rude. We are not close like that, where it's 1, okay to say that to me. 2, I don't know how to bring it up with her. She's extremely stubborn and non-confrontational, so I don't think she would take it
well, if I kindly asked her to stop. Also, I'm too nervous, LOL.
No, you got to stand up for yourself and be like, listen, conversations and topics regarding my health and nutrition are off limits. Kindly see yourself out. Thank you. See you at the board meeting at noon. Jail.
No, that's so annoying.
And you, I can tell you're a nice person because you're like, oh, I'm sure she doesn't mean negative. She's not doing it in a judgy way. Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
There's no non-judgy way about that. Oh, wow, you're really in a treat yourself mood. What, because I'm having a ding-dong? Like, yeah. What? Leave me alone.
You know what? Someone messaged us the other day, because I think we had a similar write-in or something similar to the situation. She was saying that she's a middle school teacher, and she's like, my favorite thing to say, like, if a kid is, like, bullying or, like, being mean or something, is to be like, oh, wow, what a weird thing to say out loud.
Period.
And I feel like that actually is, like, that kind of eats. Like,
no, not gonna slap.
Like, if someone says something to you like that, like, oh, wow, you're in a treat-yourself mood, being like, oh, that was, like, a really weird thing to say out loud. It would be you'd be, like, gagged. If someone said that to me.
The way someone said that to me, I would literally poop my pants. I'd be like, wow, I'm so embarrassed.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you could always be passive-aggressive or, like, you know, come at her with something else. But I feel like that would really make someone be like, oh, wow, I'm literally never going to say something like that again. I feel so embarrassed.
Yeah, like, turn it back on her. Like, why are you leaving the conversation feeling dumb? She should, because you're not the one doing anything. She's the one being dumb.
Exactly.
Wow. I love that. Wow, yeah. What a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Prepare to be sick of me, because I'm saying that all the time now.
Yeah, that's a good one. So that might be the answer. Yeah. I hate stuff like this.
But I really do think you do have to stand up for yourself. Like, especially when it comes to, like, nutrition. Like, that she needs to learn that, because I don't know what your situation is with nutrition, but most people do not have, like, a healthy relationship with nutrition and, like, body image. And she needs to be put in her place so that she might say that to someone who that might, like, tip them over the edge or, you know, like, have been through a lot. Or that is not an appropriate conversation to be had, especially in a workplace. Like, you're not my friend. Sorry.
It almost would be, we talked about this on our Gals on the Go episode, like, to actually, if you want to just be more brutally honest, like, be like, oh, that actually, like, really hurts my feelings. Like, I've been trying, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, just being to make her feel, I don't know if she would feel bad, but if she's like, oh, you're in a treat yourself mood, be like, oh, when you say that, it, like, that makes me feel just sad because I actually am trying to whatever.
Right.
And, you know, then she'd probably be like,
I also think, like, if you are really, it's so much easier said than done to be like, you got to stand up for yourself, say something. Yeah. I understand that, like, if this woman's also, like, older than you and I don't know what the power dynamic is at work.
Mm-hmm.
That is why HR is a thing at businesses. And you don't have to be, like, a tattletale little rat and, like, turn her in. But if you really do feel
uncomfortable,
like, uncomfortable and someone in your workplace is making you feel that way, you've got to go to human resources and be like, listen, it's not that big of a deal. I just, this is happening and I kind of wanted to stop. I don't really feel like having a conversation because I don't want to make her feel bad. Like, if this could just maybe be addressed. And then maybe they would even just, like, put out, like, a blanket statement in, like, the faculty room or something that, like, wasn't so addressed to her. I feel like that, if you really don't want to say anything, that could be a route to go.
That's hard when you work with them because you see them literally every day.
Yeah,
that would
you don't
want to
make
annoying.
It awkward.
Yeah, exactly. See, it's giving when the neighbors do something and you're going to live by them for the rest, for years.
R.I.P.
Feel that. Okay. Is there ever any room for forgiveness in cheating? My boyfriend. Have you ever been cheated on?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But I could picture one of those. One of those hoes.
I could picture one of them heifers.
I could picture one of them.
I took
hoes.
My key into the side.
And you know just the one.
Oh, I know.
Okay, anyway. My boyfriend was honest in telling me that he kissed another girl during
long
distance.
Well, congratulations for honesty.
Wow, he is so incredible.
Not her buttering him up at the start. Well, my boyfriend was really honest to me and made me aware because he was doing me a favor that he cheated on me.
He kissed another girl during long distance. I told him we should take a break at the least until I get back in 2 months and reassess if he's grown and putting it in God's hands. We agreed to stay exclusive and work on ourselves during this time, and he still says he loves me. He says he still loves me and is super apologetic and will do anything and wait for me until I'm ready and want to work it out. Even agreed to do couples therapy if that helps us. I've heard many opinions and I know how black and white you guys usually are on cheating. I'm just having a hard time of thinking of it as a cut and dry breakup. I don't want that. If he has truly come forward and asked for forgiveness and wants to change, is there any hope? Love you. Felt like my friends for a long time. I'm a listener since day one. Love you too.
Here's the reason that we're usually so black and white about cheating and all this stuff is because we speak to you guys like you're our best friends, mm-hmm. because that's who you are to us. And if any of my best friends said, oh, my boyfriend was, well, he was honest and he cheated on me, like, it wouldn't matter to me. Okay, great, you're honest. Like, I just feel like it's such a red flag, especially when you're dating.
Yeah.
It's like, that's just the least, like, that's like the lowest. Like, what's
gonna happen when we have children and, yeah. like, we're in, like, really tough times.
Yeah.
And, like, for him to be like, oh, we're on a break, but we're still exclusive. It's like, well, you were exclusive before.
Yeah.
And he did it. So yeah, exactly. I just don't understand how. The cheating is all about you guys. And I feel like I'm pretty cut and dry when it comes to cheating. However, we're not the one in the relationship. It is only if you 100% can look yourself in the mirror and say, I trust this man.
Mm-hmm.
And if you cannot trust this man after he has done this, like, if you feel like you cannot gain that trust back, there is no relationship to come back to ever. If you feel like you're always going to be now, like, weary about, like, girls' pictures he's liking mm-hmm. on Instagram, or you're going to want to feel tempted to check his phone or whatever. If you cannot trust this man, and I get, like, trust comes and goes, but if you don't feel like you can get back there, there's no relationship to go back to. There's no rebuilding it. If you truly feel like he is remorseful, we don't know a lot of the context, the long distance. We don't know how long there was distance. We don't know if it was a kiss, a makeout, a what. Like, there's a lot of factors to it. Mm-hmm. So you have to really reflect within yourself and see, like, do I believe this man with my whole heart, like, that he is truly sorry? Or do I want him to be sorry because I don't want to start over?
Yeah. I feel like there is a lot of context, and also, not to give him any credit, because it's like, oh, thank you for being honest about the fact you cheated. I do think that that is a better sign than him hiding it. Like, to immediately come forward and be like, I did this, and I don't, like, I'm...
Yeah.
But it doesn't excuse it. It's like, great, you were honest, but...
It's like, how do you know he said the whole truth?
Yeah, and that also doesn't mean now, like, oh, okay, like, it'll go back to the way it was, I'll forgive you. It's like... There are consequences for your actions, whether mm-hmm. you're honest or not. Like, mm-hmm. sure, if he hid it and then you found out later, maybe that would be worse. But he still did it. So it's...
And did it say how long they had been dating?
No, I don't think it did. It just said we've because been long distance.
Because that's also context. Like, if you've been dating for 6 years, you were long distance for the last 6 months, and then, like, he kissed someone, like, I could see you not wanting to give that up if, like, you're only going to be long distance for another 2 months. But if you've been dating for...
It doesn't
for,
matter, though, because that's a...
I know, but I can understand how it would be harder. But, like, if this is, like, an 8-month relationship and half the time you've been long distance, see ya.
Yeah.
See ya.
Because long distance isn't an excuse to...
No, at all. I'm just saying, like, the length of the relationship...
Yeah, it does matter.
Should... That's obviously going to be a factor on how hard this decision is for her. It's
for
easy to be like, okay, bye, see ya. But I'm like, if you've invested all this time and then to break up when you haven't even seen him in a few months is, like, hard. I think taking a break... while you have this distance until you're back in person is the healthiest thing to do.
But I also think he, like, you should not be exclusive to him during the break. A break is a break. Sorry, I'm going to go do whatever I want.
I would not assume that he's being exclusive to you, even though he said that.
I would literally be like, you want to be exclusive to me? Awesome. I'm not going to do the same for 2 months. Like, you, I thought we were exclusive and you kissed someone.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'm going to do whatever I want for the next 2 months.
Yeah.
I'll see you when I see you.
We'll reconvene when I see you. Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. I just think.
It's hard, but.
Trust for me is so finicky, and, like, I just can't imagine ever cheating on someone. And I would never even, like, my whole thing is, like, imagine screwing over your friend. I feel like I'm such a good friend to people. I've never even screwed over a friend. It's like, if someone is in love with someone and you're dating someone or you're married or whatever, and then you cheat on that person, then they're also going to be a terrible friend. Then they're also going to do shady business workings or whatever. Like, it's just a snowball effect of someone's character.
It's kind of a character flaw. I liked what you were talking about.
I understand there are accidents, but...
Yeah. I liked what you were talking about in one of your recent episodes about... I think it was that same sentiment about... No, it was... Man, I don't remember. But how, like, all men cheat. And you were like, no, they don't. Like, I don't.
Don't lump me into that conversation.
Yeah. And I completely agree. It's like, let's not just, like, give men a pass. Like, oh, well, all men are unfaithful.
Like, oh, men can't control their boners. Like, oh, all men cheat. Like, men's, you know, the pheromones, the testosterone. No.
Pheromones.
Sorry, I don't know the technical terms. Sorry, no. It's not that hard to keep it in your pants because I've been doing it for quite some time, okay?
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like I also agree with the fact that if you're willing to be unfaithful to the person that you love the most, then what are you going to do to me as a friend? Like, it is
What are you going to do to anyone else? Like, how do you treat people in life?
Yeah.
Like, how do you view... It just shows, like, where you view your needs above other people's.
Right.
I don't know.
I agree.
So many factors come into play. Age.
I think the point of me saying like the all men don't cheat thing is like, you can find someone who will not cheat on you. Right. So let's take that out of the conversation of like, oh, well, who else am I going to find better?
Yeah, it's like, oh, but he apologized. Yeah. He's such a good guy. Like the other guys wouldn't even do that. They hide it. It's like, well, other guys don't cheat.
Yeah. Some guys just don't cheat on you, which would be the best case scenario. So I do think that you just deserve the best. And that's why usually we are so just cut and dry with the cheating thing. Cause it's like, our ballet girls deserve a king.
Take a break, really reflect, see if you can ever trust him again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My most recent ex-boyfriend was attracted to my sister-in-law. He made comments multiple times about how his dad and uncle thought she was so beautiful. Low-key tried to flirt with her in front of me. And of course, she absolutely did not entertain it, which we love. Even liked a bunch of her Instagram pictures one night, all without ever really trying to interact with my brother, her husband, beyond saying hi. She is definitely more his type physically, which I already knew, but it made me super uncomfortable when he started trying to act on it. He did this with other girls in my life, but my sister-in-law, BFFR. She's absolutely gorgeous and the sweetest person I know. We have an awesome relationship. She and my brother are also very much in love, but now I'm worried that every guy I date is going to have a crush on her and like her more than me. I guess it's just an insecurity now. Please help.
Oh my gosh, mama, do not be insecure. That guy is a loser.
Yeah, he's just a freaking loser.
Loser. And his dad and his brother are losers. Is that who she said?
Yeah.
Ew.
Hell, the whole family is trash.
Jail.
Just consider yourself, you dodged a bullet with not dating him.
Yeah,
she
what
said
advice
do
you even give because it's your ex? So,
well,
see
she was just saying like how moving forward.
You did what already needed to be done. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Going forward, you really have to free yourself from the shackles of the mindset that if you get screwed over by one person that like, everyone's going to do that to you, or if you end up in that scenario, like in a relationship again, that they're also going to think that way, because that is self-sabotage. Because you could meet the love of your life, the nicest man around, and be such a sweet angel. And if you constantly have in the back of your head that he is attracted to your sister-in-law when he has not given you any sign or inkling, you cannot punish your future for the past. You cannot punish
your future partners.
People for the mistakes of your past partners. And I know that's like easier said than done, but.
I agree completely. And I also think like you have to remember that even if your sister-in-law is gorgeous and is super sweet, that doesn't mean that everyone has different tastes. Like there's going to be someone who's just obsessed with you specifically. And
if
not
he's,
even
if
to
he's
think
so
twice,
emphasized on the looks of it all, he's not the man for you.
No, no.
I don't care if she's literally Megan Fox and you're freaking Fiona from Shrek, the ogre version. Like, that is not the case. Like, if you like me and we are in a relationship and you love me, whatever, if I bring you around my family, it's not all of a sudden like, see you later.
Yeah.
I'm going with Megan. Bye. That's not how it works.
No. Or else he's weird for that.
An ogre.
Or else he is Shrek. Yeah. I don't think this is something that you need to be worried about.
You don't want to be with someone who objectifies women anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's going to fall in love with the essence of who you are and your vibe and your personality. I was Leif's first redhead. And look.
If that happens one more time, just maybe your boyfriend and his wife your brother and his wife need to get divorced. She's out of the family.
I thought you were going to say like they need to become like a throuple or something.
Oh, or that.
Just add him in. It's fine.
You could join it. Quadruple.
Gorgeous. I mean, she's already taken. Like if she was single, I feel like it'd be more like, oh gosh, are they going to, you know what I mean? Like fall for her instead of me. It's like she's literally married.
I just think that is such a weird, I can't imagine. Even if I thought like if I ended up with a boy and he had like a really hot brother, I ain't telling him that. Like, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to find other people attractive. It's like we were saying earlier. There's going to be attractive people in this world. If he has like a little crush or whatever, the fact that you were aware of it, he made it known to not only her, to others, to his parents, to his brother. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Seems
he's
like
weird.
A freak.
Yeah, he's weird for that. He's very weird for that.
It'd be one thing if he was like, oh my gosh, wow, you're so pretty. Like one time when they first met.
Even that, I'd be like, bye. Yeah, I feel like it's so different with men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm just picturing like if I met like, your brother, I'd be like, oh my God, like, I obviously know your brother, but if I met my boyfriend's brother and I was like, oh my gosh, like, you're so handsome, like, in just like a fleeting, like,
moment,
a compliment when we first met, you know, not like a weird, like, oh my gosh, you're hot.
Yeah.
I could understand that slightly and I could understand that bugging you, but this guy's a freak.
Yeah, he's not well. Okay, we're ending off with a bang, no pun intended. Okay. Hey, ladies, absolutely love the podcast. There is no one.
I'm a gentleman.
There's no one I'd trust more to give me some big sister.
Like, I hate crime. I'm suing.
Big
call HR. I'm just kidding. Start again.
Big sisterly advice. And brother.
sister.
So I've been married for about a year and a half now. We both
start over again.
She just said she loves the podcast and she trusts us to give her
my podcast?
Big sister advice. So I've been married for about a year and a half now. We both waited until marriage to do the deed, so we were both very inexperienced. Our sex life is actually pretty good, except for a couple issues. My husband has never gotten me to O, but it isn't even his fault because I've been faking it ever since day one. I guess I just didn't want him to feel bad that but then he was convinced that things were working, even though they weren't, and I didn't have the heart to tell him the truth. I dug myself in too deep, and now I'm faking it 3 times a week. How on earth do I have that conversation with him without crushing his manhood, or do I just accept my fate and keep up the act? I'm so sorry if this is too PG-13 for the pod, but I'm definitely not about to ask anyone I know about this, LOL. Definitely do not keep faking it. That is not an option. That is not an option in this circumstance.
Yeah, you really do need a lady for this help.
This is the person you're going to be married to for the rest of your life. We're not dealing with this. Now, my question is, I don't know the context of if you've like ever orgasmed or if
I'm going to go with no, because she said that she hadn't had sex before.
Right. Well, maybe if she like, you know, experimented with herself, she would figure out what works for her. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know if she just literally has never experienced it.
I'm going to go on a whim and say no.
Okay. Well, if no,
that's the context I'm taking.
Here's the thing. This is a really big, I don't want to say this is a really big issue, but this is like something that
very common.
Yeah. A lot of girls experience. And I think I am certainly not qualified to be giving like specific advice on this, but I do think that it would be worth maybe even like talking to a sex therapist, like someone who like I know people are literally or like a doctor or experimenting and trying to figure out what works.
Honestly, because I think 100%, and I'm saying this from a guy's perspective, I know I'm a homosexual, but I can, you know, kind of step into a man's brain for a second.
A man's brain.
A straight man's brain. Sorry, I was acting like a lady. Everything that you just wrote out, I would tell your husband. And not in a, I'm sure if you guys are only married a year, like I'm sure you guys are still newlyweds and having fun. You guys are having sex regularly. So it's not like it's like, you know, dry spell.
But
I would honestly just be like, listen up. Like, and I would just kind of make it not a serious thing. I feel like going, sex therapy, I think is a good idea. Maybe eventually if it doesn't improve. But I think I would start out just super
honest,
humble, honest, and kind of funny and be like, babe. Maybe, you know, he goes to work one day, you go get like sexy lingerie, you really set it up, and then, you know, he comes home and
hey,
he walks
you've
in.
Never
been- he walks in and you're like, okay, hi, honey. You're gonna make me orgasm today, okay? You're gonna get to put to work. I know you just got home from work, but get ready, saddle up. And I would literally just be like, not actually, but just, you know, make it funny and be like, babe, we got married so young. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't want to make you feel bad. I also felt insecure. I didn't even know what I was trying to feel.
Well,
and now that
say.
I'm comfortable with myself and whatever, I love you so much and I'm having fun, but like, I want to finish just like you want to finish. And I, for the sake of our marriage and the longevity, let's figure this out. And
yeah,
it's a team work. And guess what? Guys want to
make you feel good.
Yeah. And they want you to feel that. I don't necessarily be like, I've been faking it for all this time.
So I was going to say, maybe, well, I guess this would maybe be a lie if you're very aware of it, but it's like, maybe you could be like, because I was so inexperienced, like I thought maybe I was, like, I didn't even know, but like, I'm starting to think maybe I'm not experiencing like the full thing.
Yeah.
So maybe we could try this out, or maybe we could whatever. Like, there are different, obviously,
objects
and things that you can add to like help out and to experiment. And I think that that's a very healthy thing to do, is like figure out what's going to make you both feel good. You want both of you to enjoy it. And again, for the rest of your marriage, like,
yeah.
I think that's a more soft way to be like, hey, you've never pleased
exactly.
me.
Exactly. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be like, hey, like I've been lying, I've been faking it. You want to be like, honestly, I thought I've been doing it this whole time. I'm more experienced than I thought, and let's have some fun.
Yeah.
I got these things for us. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
I am super uncomfortable, or I'm like shy and I don't know how to tell you what to do because I don't even know what I want you to do, but let's try things and I'll tell you what I like and I don't like.
Yeah.
And guess what? He is going to like the challenge. Mm-hmm. He's going to like the game of trying to figure out what you like and what pleases you, and he is going to want you to feel good. And if he doesn't, the door is that way.
I think also sometimes the hard part of these situations are like the pressure that's put on it, where it's like, yeah, like, okay, now we have to figure out, like, I don't know, what works. And then I feel like the worst thing is to be like stressed and be like, oh, is that working? Like, that, like, overthinking can make it so that you can't even like get into the mood.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the balance. That's the thing with like the sex therapy or like the doctor, because like some women actually have really a hard time like even figuring out how to do that. That's why I was saying
that's
I agree. I think like first be honest with your husband, but I think the reason I was saying that is because it's like I certainly don't know how, like, what advice to give someone medically if they're like genuinely struggling with that, which is like a different road. But yeah, I think
just making it fun. Sex is supposed to be fun, and it's supposed to be fun for all parties involved. And if your husband is a good guy, he is that, the whole half of the fun is like making someone else feel this thing that like only you can give them, only you can provide them this thing, and vice versa. And so just make it fun. Open up your communication. Get some fun little toys or whatever. Don't make it this like big sit down conversation that's like, you're not pleasing me or whatever, because that is going to just, anyone would feel uncomfortable, because then it's like the next time you have sex, it's like, oh, well, do you like it now? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Pressure. There's so much pressure. It's
if you
like,
just make it fun and like light, get some new things, test it out.
Yeah.
And like, I think dialogue is essential. Conversation. Mm-hmm. Like afterwards, like have conversation about what you like,
you
what you
didn't
like.
You have to be very communicative about what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah. And not in like weird way. Like that can be like flirty and like banter and be like, you don't even necessarily have to dwell on the things that you don't like. Like if you liked like one of the new things you got or what he did at this point, whatever.
Focus on the things you like.
Yeah, be like, oh, like, okay, that was new. That was different. I liked that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know.
I agree. Yeah. I think the way to like crush, not to crush their manhood, but like, yeah, to literally be like, I don't like that. You like, don't focus as much on like, you didn't please me. I don't like that. But it's like, oh, I liked when you did this, or like this felt, whatever. I agree.
Do girls, I don't know if this is too PG-13. I don't know how the Valley girls get. Like, how do girls chat much? And I mean, I guess maybe you're not like this, but like, do you talk about sex with your girlfriends and about like what you like and don't like? Like, the gays are talking about stuff.
Yeah. I'd say like,
okay,
but not
maybe
a
like,
ton.
Because I say that to say like, chat with your girlfriends. Like, if you have some best friends, like confide in them and be like, are you guys feeling this? Like, I'm kind of feeling this way. Like, do you have any things that you found that work? Like, I don't know. I just kind of want to like spice things up, or,
there's,
you know.
Also, I think there's a lot of like podcasts or like resources that you could, because, you know, I was just saying like the sex therapist or whatever. I feel like there's things like that. Like, I know the Skinny Confidential, because they have that lube company. Mm. They'll have a lot of people on to talk about sex. Like, oh, if you want to
do
this,
idea.
Like, I feel like that would honestly be a good place to like get educated as well. Like, genuinely, before
Didn't
you like
call her daddy kind of start that way. Like, doesn't she talk about sex a lot or not really?
I think that's how they started. Their whole thing was about sex.
Right.
But
so
I
maybe
actually
go back and listen to season one.
To the early episodes. Yeah. There, I actually feel like a lot of people are very open about sex on social media, like, or have podcasts specifically about it. I do feel like that, it would be good to, like, listen to that if...
Because if anything, that just might give you even just a little bit more confidence.
Of, like,
yourself.
How to approach the situation. Yeah. For sure. Well.
I love it.
That was it for today.
I hope we helped you.
Hope we helped you in some way.
I'm so glad to give relationship advice, even though I've only ever had the most toxic relationships known to man.
No. Have you had three or two? Like, would you say two? The two are the most.
It was the third. We'll chat later.
We'll chat later about that one. No, I guess it's only been the two main ones.
Yeah.
I just want you to, I just want to talk all about your dating. Like,
It'll happen soon. I feel like maybe the statute of limitations is almost up. So I'm ready to spill some tea.
I feel like there's more stories about like your last relationship that like I don't know about.
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
like there's a lot of stuff that he... I don't like this man, okay?
Yeah.
And
there's a lot we can get into.
And I feel like there's more that I don't even know about.
There is.
Because I feel like you'll drop things and I'm like, ew, like I didn't know that.
Yeah. But anyways,
anyway, we don't want to end.
Miss you. I'm past 26.
Are you going to be 29 this
year?
No,
I'm turning 28.
Okay, that's right. Oh, yeah. You're a year and a few months younger. I always forget what our age gap is.
I know. I'm a baby.
That's so crazy.
Glass skin.
You really do.
No, that's the House Labs Foundation. I need Botox immediately. If anyone would like to collab, let me know.
Botox and hair plugs coming up soon.
Going to Turkey. Love you guys. Miss you, Chelsea.
Love you, Chelsea will be back actually very soon, you guys.
So we love that. But thank you for being my co-host in the meantime. Of course. I love you.
I love you.
And make sure to subscribe, you guys, to the podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, we are available. We love you guys so, so much. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.